Well, first of all, it's a first for the IDA in that they're getting involved in providing a facility for start-up businesses. And the other important aspect of it, it's being done in cooperation and collaboration with IT Sligo and Sligo County Council, and I think this is to be commended. The proposed facility is to enhance the whole area in terms of job creation, and there will be, I think it's 65 desks which will be available for people who want to use them. And the other important thing is that there will be high-speed broadband available there free of charge for the next 2 years, and that's been provided by Syro and another company there. So basically what we have is a very, very good news story. It's the first regional rollout by IDA in an effort to seek further foreign direct investment into the regions, and Sligo is the first on that, and I think it's great that they're there. So Syro and Vodafone will provide a 2 year period free of charge, a dedicated internet access which will be fast, reliable, and will suit business interests. I suppose when I look at it, since I came into the ministerial role, this is my third visit down to Sligo, and each time I go down there, it's with something, another new development or new creation. And over the last year, 2018 has been a very good year for Sligo in terms of job creation.
Now, the facility that's been opened or launched today, it is in many ways a new way of thinking. Heretofore, we tried to provide premises for businesses to operate from, but here they're getting the best in communications technology and facilities for them. And it comes without risk too, as well, for those who are hoping that their business will be successful in the long run.
Absolutely, it gives the people that confidence to maybe dig deeper into looking what they're doing, what way they will go about their business, and it gives them that vote of confidence and encouragement. It is very important that we have these type of facilities in the regions, so that again, if foreign direct companies are coming into the areas, they see the intent, which is within government, to make sure that we have the jobs in the regions. And I think this is very new. It's very new. It's the first that the IDA are involved in, so I think it's a flagship for the west of Ireland.